God. Amen. If you put Proverbs 23 and verse 7, Proverbs 23 and verse 7. You know, you heard people ask you that. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Proverbs 23 and verse 7, it's just the first 10 words. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You may be seated. You know, the Bible contains so much wisdom, so much depth, and sometimes we hurry. We just read a passage, a whole verse, a whole chapter, and we miss something very important. But my question to you today is, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? The verse here says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, that is so profound and so deep. The Bible is telling us something here very special. You are what you think you are.
That's right.
You are what you think you are. You are what you're thinking about. It's what your thoughts direct is what your body, your head, your vision, your direction, your life is going to follow. That's why it's so important to be careful what you think. It's so important to make sure what you're thinking, because if that scripture is true, it says, as a man thinketh, so he is. Another translation says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. My question is, who do you think you are? People ask people that, you know, because they think they're getting uppity, a little bit too much out of their seat. Who do you think you are? Well, you know who I think I am? I'm a child of the King. I tell you, sometimes we let the world tell us who we are. In the political campaign, what they try and do is define the opponent. You know, they try and get the negative ads out there to try and make you think that's how we are. You know, the devil is doing that to most of us. He's got all the negative ads out there telling us who we are. Telling us what we should be like. You know, you may have been raised in a family where you were told you were a loser. You weren't going to amount to nothing. And if that has gotten into your heart, you need to change your thinking. Because the scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is I was blessed. I was blessed to be raised in a family where my parents told me I was much better than really I was. But you know what? I believed it. I believed it. My mother used to say, you can do anything you want to do. You can be anyone you want to be. You know, in the 60s, during the civil rights, they used to make people say, I am somebody. But I'm telling you right now, who do you think you are?
Come on now.
Because it's how you're thinking about yourself is going to determine your direction, determine your vision, determine where you're going. You know why they put a bridle on a horse's head? It's because wherever you get the head to go, the body's got to follow. Wherever your thoughts are, wherever your worries are today, that's how you're going to be tomorrow. That's how you're going to wait. That's how your week is going to run. I tell you what, the world will try and circumstances will try and Satan will try and define you. He'll tell you you're nobody. Nobody knows where you come from. You're not the rich and famous. You're not a celebrity. Nobody knows your name. You're nothing. And if you think that way, you're going to be depressed. You're going to not achieve much because that's all you're thinking. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, if you really believe that, the simple thing to do is to change your thinking. Change your thinking. As they used to tell people in the 60s, they made them repeat, I am somebody. Well, you are somebody if you will change your thinking. If you will change your thinking. You know, the disciples that Jesus called, they were like us. They weren't the rich and famous. They weren't the mighty. They weren't the celebrities. They were just fishermen. And the Pharisees and the high celebrities and the rulers of those days, when they saw these fishermen, they already had the negative thoughts. They already tried to define them as somebody who was nothing. We don't have to pay any attention to these people. They're just fishermen. We don't have to pay any attention to you. You're just nobody. You're just from the Milwaukee. You know, as I said before, and it just amazes me, when Jesus was calling Nathanael and he heard that Jesus came from Galilee, and I've said it before, he said, can anything good come out of Galilee? You know, if you travel somewhere and you say you're from Milwaukee, maybe the first thought that comes to some people's mind, can anything good come from Milwaukee? Well, I'm here to tell you, as a man, thinketh in his heart, so is he. So are you. Whatever your thoughts are of what you're going to achieve, that's about as far as you can go. That's about as high as you can go. If you think you can't be anybody, that's all you will be. But you know what the Bible says, in Christ, I am a new creature. Hallelujah. I am somebody in Christ. It doesn't matter where I was raised. It doesn't matter how poor my family was. It doesn't matter if I was had no father. I am somebody in Christ. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, they came across these fishermen. And these fishermen who had never been to university, never had a college degree, never had been trained, were in the temple teaching people. Now the Pharisees and the big celebrities of that day, they looked upon them, and it says here, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and then they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant. Ignorant. You see, that was the name they had for them, ignorant and unlearned. Somebody may have called you ignorant and unlearned, but who do you think you are? What have you been thinking about yourself? You know, when you're a child and you see all these famous celebrities, you see all these big-time jobs, you know, when you're a child, especially boys, are going to be an astronaut, they're going to be an airline pilot, going to be a doctor. They think they can rise to the stars. But as you get older, circumstances, the devil, people start telling you what to do. And your thoughts start to increase. Well, maybe I can get a high school diploma. Maybe I can come back and get a GED. And you start to be influenced by the thoughts and the teachings of others. But today I'm asking you a new question. Who do you think you are? You know, people ask that question when they want to put you down, when they want to put you back in the box. They want to put you in a little box and say, that's for who you are. You are ugly, or you're a loser, or you're dumb, or as they call these fishermen, ignorant. Who do they think they are? But you know what? It goes on to say that they perceived that they had been with someone. They have been with someone who was telling them some new thoughts to think, telling them some new things. Jesus told them in John, it says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. I'm telling you, who do you think you are? If you think you're a loser and people have told you you're ugly or you're unattractive or you're this or you're that or you're old or you're fat or you're whatever, I'm asking you to think some new thoughts today. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The people who have been successful in this world, you know, that even when they've come from nowhere, it's because they always thought that they could make it. Without exception, without fail, you ask any of these people who have made it, self-made people, you ask them, it's because they always thought, I'm not going to listen to what the other person's telling me. I'm not going to absorb that into myself because I know who I am. Do you know who you are today? What thoughts are you thinking today? Do you know who you are? They call them unlearned and ignorant. That's who they thought they were. That's who the negativity is coming at you from the whole world saying, you can't amount to nothing. You can't be anything. But you know what it says here? It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, wait a minute, these are some ignorant fishermen. But yet they're in the temple. Who do they think they are? But it says they perceived, they realized, wait a minute, they've been with someone. They've been with someone who's been telling them to think new thoughts, give them a new direction, so that these unlearned and so-called ignorant fishermen were in the temple teaching the Pharisees, the priests, the high priest. They were teaching something that they had never heard themselves except from Jesus Christ. It said they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, but look at this, they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Jesus can give you some new thoughts, some new directions, some new ways to think, that you don't have to have that label that Satan and the world wants to put on you, that you are no good, that you're not going to amount to anything. You know, The story, I don't know, you probably all have heard of Mary Kay. And you see what a huge business that is for billions of dollars. Do you know how old she was when she started that business? I think she was 65. 65 is when she started Mary Kay. I can imagine all that time people were saying, what are you trying to do starting some cosmetics? You're 65. People are going to take one look at you and say, I'm not buying your cosmetics. She wasn't a young woman, but you know, she knew who she was. She believed in herself. And because of that, she started this company at age 65, which is worth billions of dollars today. I'm asking you, who do you think you are? Have people called you dumb, stupid, not going to get anywhere in life? I'm telling you, you need to get some new thoughts. Don't let the devil and the world define you. Another time in Mark chapter 7, verse 2, they came across the disciples and the Pharisees again were criticizing them. These disciples you call, they're no good. Mark chapter 7, verse 2. It says, and when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say with unwashed hands, they found fault. See, in essence, they were calling them dirty. You got some dirty disciples around you. See, they were trying to define that. But you know, there's a secret that I'm going to tell you today about how you can deal with the names you have been called, the thoughts that have been thrown at you, the direction your life has been put in. There's a way out of it. It doesn't have to be that way. Now, I want you to repeat after me. It doesn't have to be that way. See, there's a secret to getting on a new direction. There's a secret to getting a new life, a new thoughts. And the secret is just Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus said something specific that changed these disciples' life. Because you see, they were unlearned. They were in the rulership of that day. These were people of nothing. They came from nowhere. Who are they to come into the temple? Who do they think they are? See, the world is asking you that question today. Who do you think you are? Now, if you go along with what the world is throwing to you, you believe them. You'll say, oh, excuse me, I'll get back in my little box. Sorry for offending you. Okay, that's all I'm going to be. But you see, it says they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. The secret is given a little bit later in the verse, in the chapter. If you go down to verse 15, here is the secret to who do you think you are. Verse 15 says, Jesus explained something to these rulers, these disciples, these Pharisees. He said, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, these are the things that defile. What Jesus was explaining was the answer to the mystery. It's not what people try and put into you that makes you what you are. It's what you decided and believed and what you think you are is what makes you divine. Do you see what he was saying? Don't listen to the Pharisees who are telling you you're dirty, you're a loser, you're ignorant. Because it's not what can come into you, it's what comes out of you. If you accept it, if you believe it, then that's all you're going to be. But if you reject it, you don't have to accept it. It's what you say. Like they said in the 60s, I am somebody. But I'm more than just somebody. If you have been with Jesus, you are a child of the King. Who do you think you are today? Who do you think you are? Well, I'll tell you, I'm a child of the King. I got a mission. You can't kill me until he's ready. Mary, they couldn't kill you. You must have a mission. Find out what your mission is. If you have a mission, they can shoot all kinds of bullets at you. I'm telling you, you can't die. The Bible said that they took Paul and they stoned him. They thought he was dead. They left his body out there. You know what? He just got back up and walked away. Who do you think you are? You know who he thought he was? He thought he was an apostle. I'm called an apostle. Out of time. I think I've got a mission. I got to get to Rome. They can't kill me. They can beat me. I can be shipwrecked. I can be thrown in the water. But I know who I am. See, the secret is, it's not what people say. It's what comes out of you. If you confess that you're ugly, if you say, yes, I'm stupid, It's what you speak defines you. Jesus gave the answer. It's not what people put on you, but it's what comes out of your heart. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? The Bible says in Christ, all are new, a new creature. You don't have to let the world's negativity define you, but you can be a new creature. Mario said that his life is starting to change. You see, he's been to the well. And Jesus loves to meet people by a well. The Bible said he came into Samaria and he sat by Jacob's well. Here comes this woman. She was like saying, why do you talk? Who do you think you are? Don't you know that us Samaritans and you Jews don't talk? Who do you think you are talking to me? You know what he said? If you knew who. If you knew who was talking to me, you would be asking of me some water. And I would give you the drink. Rivers of living water would start to come out of your mouth. See, she didn't know what she was meeting at that well. And you don't know who you're meeting today. You may have come here just because you were invited. But if you want to change your thinking, if you want to understand that you don't have to be what the world says you are, you can have the higher up start to marvel and perceive, wait a minute, Mario's been with Jesus. Wait a minute, something's different about that person. They're thinking different. They're not depressed. They're not all, you know, going down being bitter and mean because their thinking has been changed. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap of praise if you know who you are. He goes on to say in verse 20, he said, that which cometh out of man, that defines. That's why you need to speak positive words. You should tell your children they're the greatest. They can achieve anything they want to. Because it's what comes out of you that will define you. It's what you say is going to make your life be the direction it's going. That's why I said they don't put a bribe on the table of those. You got to get his head. Wherever your head is, wherever your thoughts are, that's the direction your life is going to go. Amen. You may not think that this is very profound, but the Bible in 10 words gives you the answer. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. What are you thinking today? Are you thinking about the bills? Are you thinking about the job? Are you thinking all the things you got to face this week? I'm giving you the secret here today. Jesus said it's not all those external things that defy you, that drag you down, that put you in the basement, that make you depressed. But you can change your thinking. You know the one thing you have control of? You may say, well, I don't have control. But you have control of your attitude. I can't make anyone else love me. I can't change their thinking towards me. But I can choose to change my thinking towards them. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. That's why you need some people that are so bitter and shriveled up inside because they have let the abuse that they have suffered, they have let the things that have happened in their life, they've let the words come in to them. And they have repeated them in the mirror. And that's what has defiled them. That's what has defined them. I want you to say it one more time. But it doesn't have to be that way. Now you turn to someone and ask them, who do you think you are? And I hope that they know that they are a child of the King. You see, if you're always thinking about your past, if you're always thinking about the things, the unfair things that have happened to you, maybe you've been through abuse, maybe you've had a hard life, if that's all you're thinking is, you're not going to make any progress. It can't get better thinking about the past. There is nothing you can do about the past. But the future is perfect. There has been a word written on it. It's a blank slate. It's open to you what you do with it. Who do you think you are? I'm almost finished. I'm not going to hold you long. As he thinketh in his heart, so he is. If you're thinking about bitterness, if you're thinking about how someone cheated you, if you're thinking about how someone hurt you, I've got some new thoughts for you today. I've got some things that you need to think about that are different. Philippians 4:8. Let me start you off. Let me give you something to think about that will change your thinking, change your direction. Philippians 4:8. Paul speaking to the Philippian church said this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. Who do you think you are? What are you thinking about? Because whatever you are thinking, and whoever you think you are, that's all you're going to be. Now, if you're thinking all these good thoughts, you know what? You won't be able to do nothing but smile. I'm telling you, if you were thinking you had just won the lottery, if I told you there was $1 million for you when you went home, I'm sure nobody could stop you smiling. You would have a smile that it would hurt your mouth. Have you seen those crazy people on the television shows when they've won $1 million?
Yeah!
You know, they're going crazy. They think they're a millionaire. And look how it transforms them. Now, have they gotten the money yet? No. But all it is they're thinking it. They believe now, just because someone told them they won some money. There have been cases where they've had to change it. I told those people, sorry, we made a mistake. But for the moment, those people's attitude changed. It's what you're thinking now that defines your destiny. You know, all of you who have been in Jesus have already won the lottery. The Bible says we are passed from death unto life. Who do you think you are? I think I'm a child of God. I think I'm not going to die. I'm just going to be changed. And it is in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I'm going to be changed. I know who I am. Who do you think you are? Let's stand. Let's stand. It doesn't take a long time to get a thought across. And I want you to know today that as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Oh, we need to change our thinking. We need to change what we are thinking about others. See, those are the only things we have control of, is our attitude. And we can choose to think about good things. I can choose to think about the victories God has brought me through. I can choose to think about how He's delivered me. I can choose to think about how He's saved me. I can choose to think about the miracles that He's done for me. And you know what? I gotta smile. I gotta start thanking Him. I gotta start praising Him. I gotta start worshiping Him. Who do you think you are? Now, if your life has been filled with abuse, been with depression, been with anger, been with mistreatment, stop thinking about that. It's in the past. Nothing can change that. The Bible has given you the secret. It's not what comes from outside that defiles you. But it's what you say that comes out of your mouth defines you. See, the difference is defile you, what comes out can define you. I am somebody in Christ. I am a child of the King. I am a Christian. I believe I am blessed and highly favored. I believe He's going to open the doors for me. I believe He's going to make a path in the wilderness. I believe I'm going to obtain showers of blessing. I believe that no one can touch me while I'm in Christ. That's what I'm thinking. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, think on these things. Who do you think you are? If you will tomorrow morning when you go to work, when before you go to work or whatever you're facing, decide, make a choice. I'm not going to be depressed. I've got some things facing me at work. I maybe have some apostles on my case. Maybe I have a family situation. Maybe I'm in hurt and pain. Maybe I'm going through some things. But you know what? I'm not going to think about those things. I'm going to think about the goodness of Jesus. Some dirty, ignorant fishermen. That's what the world called. Their thinking was changed just because Jesus told them, beloved, now are ye sons of God. Just that one statement He told them made them bold enough that they thought that they could go in the biggest palace, the White House of their day, and start telling people that they need to be saved. Their thinking was changed, these little fishermen. Who do you think you are? That's what God is asking. I'm going to just read one scripture. If you haven't been with Jesus, it's much harder to change your thinking. Because then it just takes your own willpower, your own inner whatever you got. But in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, we see that these same ignorant, unlearned fishermen from Galilee. See, Galilee was like the north side of Milwaukee in their day. That's how it was thought of.
Right.
How dare these dirty old fishermen come in here telling us what to do? But they perceived and they marveled. Wait a minute, listen to what they're saying. They've been with someone. Someone has taught them something. They marveled. And they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. If Jesus is with you, he's telling you one thing. Beloved, now are you Son of God. You know what that means? There is no higher title, prince, potentate, Lord, that can be given than God telling you, now are you Son of God. Now are you my son. Just as he told Jesus when he came out of the water, beloved, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. There's nothing better than being told you are loved and that you are found pleasing. And just the words he told his old fisherman, you are the son of God. That gave them enough boldness to believe it, to change their thinking, to come into the temple, the parliament, the congress of their day, and start telling people that they needed to be saved. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 said, then Peter, this ignorant, unlearned fisherman, got up on the day of Pentecost and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.